Like especially in terms of the what I said this morning in particular, it's actually in conjunction with the breath. These are basically I was quoting or summarizing the instructions that the Buddha gave on mindfulness of breathing. There's one particular discourse where the Buddha outlines kind of 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing, and they line up with the four foundations of mindfulness, so that to do with the body, to do with feeling, to do with the mind, and then to do with mind objects or the dhammas. And that's as one breathes in, as one breathes out, one's, say, experiencing the mind. And so that one is, because sometimes we think, oh, if I could just be hold my mind on the breath, then I would nail this mindfulness of breathing bit. But the Buddha's approach to it is much more expansive, and you're learning about the experience of the body, the experience of feeling, and then how that affects the mind as well, in the sense of like the way that how the Buddha expressed it. It's like the experiencing the mind conditioners, which are feeling and perception. It's like perception being kind of memory, association, and then pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling. Because those are inherent basically in every mental condition, and they're conditioning which way the mind is going to go, react, respond. So that coming down to a more root level of what's conditioning the mind, and then the experiencing the mind is sort of like, oh, okay, what kind of mood is in the mind? What kind of thought process is going through the mind as we're breathing in, as we're breathing out? It's like, and it isn't as if, like in the discourse on foundations of mindfulness that the Buddha gives, when it's the mindfulness of the mind, it's like one, there's a mind with greed, and one knows one has a mind with greed. There's a mind without greed, and one knows there's a mind without greed. And there's mind with ill will or aversion, and you know that there's the mind with ill will aversion. There's a mind without ill will aversion. There's a mind with delusion, without delusion. There's the scattered mind. There's the steady mind. There's the expanded mind. There's the contracted mind. So those are all kind of mental states and moods that we experience. But then having the breath again as a backdrop, that you can recognize that and notice it. Because it isn't like mindfulness of mind, and then I've got to make my mind perfect somehow, or I have to have my mind conform to some kind of ideal state. It's whatever's there, we have to learn what it is, and recognize it, see it for what it is. So the breath is a great bridge for being able to highlight, well, what actually is going on in the mind? What is the mood of the mind?